Hey, everybody. Welcome to episode 268 of the In the Word podcast with Will and Marie. I'm Will.
And I'm Marie.
We've been on a little bit of a sabbatical, but we're back and we're excited and we're pumped. Yes. And we're ready for episode 268. And we're going to be talking about, is God really good? Obviously, that's almost a sacrilegious question because we know God is really good. We know it. We know it intellectually. We know it experientially.
Yeah.
But do we know it behaviorally? Do we act like it? Do we live in that reality?
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. We know, obviously we sing songs.
Right.
You know, Lord, you are good, et cetera, et cetera. We know the Christian lingo.
Right.
We got the jargon down, Pat.
Yeah.
The thing is, does our lives and our lifestyles reflect that God is good all the time, as we like to say?
And also, do we really, when we're going through something, you know, do we really in our hearts and our spirit believe that God is still, that God is good?
Right.
Wow.
Yeah. And I think we do. I think the problem is that we just don't always,
Isn't determined by how we respond, though, maybe, perhaps?
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. I really think our responses betray us, or certainly determine what it is.
Where we are.
Absolutely. Our responses are critical.
Because we're going to go through tests and trials. We know that.
Right.
But leading up to that, if we're in the good times and God is blessing us and all of that, we have to learn how to grow in that. You know what I mean?
Continually,
don't just put it away when we're feeling bad or whatever. Just continually confess that I know God is good. I understand that we're going to have tests and trials. Is that what you're saying? How it's going to be?
Yeah. I think so. I mean, I feel like, you know, the psalmist says in Psalms 139, I will praise thee, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Well, we know that. We know that God has our back. We know that he collects our tears in his jar, as it were. We understand that he is faithful. Lamentations 3, we love quoting Lamentations 3 because it always refers to God's faithfulness. It is, verse 22 says, it is of the Lord's mercies that we are not consumed, because his compassions fail not. They are new every morning. Great is thy faithfulness.
Yeah.
The Lord is my portion, saith my soul. Therefore, I will hope in him. The Lord is good unto them that wait for him, to the soul that seeketh him. So we know God is good.
Yeah, right. And as you were saying all of that, I got excited in my spirit. So I know those things. I just don't want to come to a place of when I'm in a situation or whatever, and I am not feeling that same way.
Right. Yeah. And I think that's the key. Lord, help me remember. Help me know all these good things. And that's, I think the way we get to that point is that we do as David did when he said, I have hidden thy word in my heart.
Mm-hmm.
I believe that's Psalms 119, that I might not sin against thee.
Yes.
And I think continuing to hide the word in our heart, continuing to meditate on the word day and night. Daniel said, I have purposed, you know, in my heart, not to defile myself with the king's meat.
Right.
You know, Ezra in Ezra 7 said that he made up his mind, he purposed to study the law of the Lord and to live it. And so I think that it has to become a conscious, deliberate, intentional effort on our part.
And it has to become a lifestyle.
I
think that may be where me and some of us fall, is that we can confess it when things are good.
Right.
But the minute something happens, we're not quite there.
The Lord is always good when we're
always
on the mountaintop.
Yeah.
But the fact of the matter is, he's always good even when we're not on the mountaintop.
Exactly.
That doesn't change God. Our circumstances are different and changed.
Right.
But God in his sovereignty and his mercy and grace has not changed.
Yes. Yes, amen, amen.
So, Lord, we thank you that you changeth not, that you are the same today, tomorrow and forevermore.
Yes, Lord.
We thank you for your kindness and your goodness.
Yes.
We thank you for your love and your compassion for us.
Yes.
We thank you, Lord, for even allowing us to discuss your goodness without just striking us down,
right,
for even think anything less of you, because you're always good. And
yes,
we help us to be more cognizant of that,
yes,
and to be live a life that reflects your goodness day in and day out.
Yes.
We thank you in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
We'll see you for part two of this in episode 269 coming up next. God bless you.
Amen.